Culture in France.
With me, Paul Nolan.
Oh, I need some sunshine.
Paris is often accused of being a museum city, more preoccupied with its past than present. Those fresh out of school wanting to change the world often get bogged down in red tape at the first hurdle. So all credit to filmmaker Valérie Dupelloux and artist Axel de Boyne in convincing the town hall that it could embellish one corner on the fringes of Paris's Montmartre.
It was really by chance. The first time we made the decoration, I mean, people, the lady who made the first shop, she was living in the street, and her husband was the owner of the school who is in the street. So she just pick a blind and then she make a decoration, and then after people around wanted the same, so that's why it happened that we make the whole street.
The street is properly made, properly designed, that there is no garbage, no object, no destroyed stuff. The people just act better. And that's why we are going to make all the blinds in one shot. Because just imagine, if you do some graffiti and you just arrive in Diabaloti Street, you will say, oh, in this particular street, they did something with this ugly grey blind. So, okay, I will just respect.
Walking down the Rue Cavallotti today, a careful observer will notice that this is not the first project of its type. In 1994, a team of women artists known as the Gazelle embellished the shop lines of nearly all the local businesses. Today's project is a twist on that original design, but will rely on the talents of a fresh crop of artists.
Of course, people change and the street change. It's not the same time, but I think we can recreate kind of the same spirit of what happened last time. So, and it's the idea. It's not only a matter of decoration on the blind. It's also to recreate the dialogue in between people and people like who lives in the street.
But it is not without its detractors, who say the works of art will fall prey to the spray cans of graffiti artists, as indeed it did 17 years ago. The baker has her misgivings.
When I arrived here, there were metal blinds which were beautifully painted, and even tourists were coming. But with graffiti, what can you do? Every week, I call up the town hall and ask them to come and rub it off.
And so does the grocer.
It was nice enough, but the problem is the graffiti. When it was first on, it was immaculate. There were even people coming to see it, even tourists.
Valérie Dupelloux, who says that even though the project is essentially local, it is also open to outsiders.
Of course, we are open to everybody, but we will always prefer to work with people that are really, really close and involved and that will know also some people. So, yeah, let's say if you're in Paris and you want to paint and you want to join, you have some free time in June or July, yeah, just come.
Although idealistic, the project does come at a cost, as Valérie Dupelloux explains.
One very, very good friend of the previous president, François Mitterrand, that personally gave 5,000 euros because he saw this project was just perfect for Paris. To be perfectly honest, yeah, 20,000 euros is the global amount for the project, and all the owners have to give a minimum amount of 100 euros.
But on the other hand, it could go some way into improving local trade by attracting the tourist euro.
There were a lot of reference touristic books and stuff like that. On the Sundays, I could see people coming and take photographs. It was really fun to see that. And yes, it was a reference. If you go on the internet and you type Rue Cavallotti, you will find a lot of that street.
So if you want to get involved in this project, all you need to do is head down to see Valérie at the Artisan du Film on Rue Cavallotti. You're guaranteed to get a warm welcome. For Culture in France, I'm Paul.